and to contribute all the other sizes in the network.
I would suggest, on the basis of what we have, to go through a process. The document that we prepared for now is 30 pages. We can still attend to the 50. For example, there's a draft of a draft of a draft, where you write that you try our level best to reduce pages to be as much smaller as possible. For example, you can. So we suggest that you go through page by page, and where members can then be able to make a contribution on the pages. On the issue, because that's the only agenda I have, on the issue of the agenda. The agenda is one, is this one, nothing else. Except to say on apologies, I think we received an apology from Honorable Smith, Honorable Maema, Honorable Esteban, as well as Honorable Mafolo and Dan. Honorable Smith has got a good considerable commitment. Honorable Dara is on sick leave. Honorable Nasolo is on a clash in meetings. And anyway, is an alternate. That's what you were told. I hope by the time we come back, the matter will just be resolved of the five members. For now, I think we're out of the level of your four. We still don't have a fixed person. So, okay. Can we go on? Can we go on page one? Page one is just actually introductory background, also based on what is the mandate of the general mandate of the committee, as well as the area of oversight where it is responsible for. Any issue there?
Possibly a sort of a half issue in the description of mining in the growing sector, with a 71% increase in the number of mines and a 12% increase in employment. Well, more recently employment is down, but the value of mining production and the capitalization of mines are both down fairly dramatically, so I think that's it's not necessarily a completely accurate statement of mining in the growing sector.
No, the fact is on the subject and very important. I think the point is all that for me now I understand what is the half point because what I think I now discover the new way that is the half issue. I think the point though that we talk about is that which is somewhat in the report is catered to challenges. Because that's only 1% that we are talking about, and the fact that is growing. There is some way highlighted, but it is still constructed now that with the challenges, which I think amongst others are the issues of mechanization, but also labor related issues. They do have an impact on the community's life that could be managed. But with 71%, and when you look at where it is, surely there's been, you can't deny. That doesn't mean that I'm a soft.
The point
I'm saying in what you are raising is that we shouldn't negate the fact that the vertical decline, if you say, I'm not denying the point that you are making, but I'm saying we should, once we do a comparison, the rate is that we may negate the fact that there have been an increase on upward. But on the other side, maybe the issue, the emphasis that point should not also be seen to be undermining the issue that you are raising. But I think it would be quite amiss to present a picture that way. There's no growth. And the growth also, as I regularly say, can be on the side, but in terms of the substantive on the main, it could probably decline.
I would still like to ask the question, the increase in number of mice, and we're up to now at 1,600. That includes sand mice, filibus. And were they included in previous things? As I say, I'm not going to, I don't want to interrupt the progress of this report, but I'm just flagging that for you.
I think what for me is that, like I said, what we can do, I don't think the committee should run out for, is to note that intervention. And I think, as you say, it has to be reflected and captured here. So that we are not seen as denialists. That wants to present a glossy picture if everything exists. I think we will take that point. The issue then will be, how do we use the best English that can be understood by anyone easily? So that we will draw that balance. Whether as we talk about the increase, is the increase in the main, or is the increase in the general? In terms of the, because as you say, that definitely does not go into what you call your tradition mining. It now includes other forms of mining, which is not necessarily used. Well, then an ordinary person would think that traditional is within traditional mining arrangement, which it may not necessarily be the case. So we take that point. I don't think we have to ignore that. Okay, on page 2, is your entities in terms of what they are managed or they are expected to be doing, as well as the process outline. I don't want to rush, not like dealing with limits. With due respect, I know we are, it's a Friday. Sometimes the Friday is more or less the same as lunch time. On page 3, it's a continuation. In the main, we're just there presenting the report outline, the methodology. On page 4, it's a matter of policy overview and focus areas. They continue up to page 5, and then to page 6,
from?
Page 8. Page 8, what we thought of doing, I don't remember, I think we must say, was to just to recapture. I prefer to say the outstanding recommendation of the previous Lara process, which I think if you recall, we also raised the issue with the PJ. I must say the report is separate. We have to find a way of how to do a follow-up. So the DG did give us a commitment to fully comply with the criteria. I'm saying the report yet just captured, not dealing with that part of the report. Maybe the minutes we will have to find mechanisms on how to ensure that there is compliance. But that's what we were able to capture as more previous recommendations. We go up to page 9, and then we give a snapshot on the response property by the finance minister.
Could just ask for a bit of explanation of something that I'm not clear on, and then on page 9, the first, second, third, fourth bullet point, which we should follow up on developments of the integrated financial management systems to help align licensing processing effectively with developments of the MPRDA. Could we have a little bit more explanation on this? Because I'm not quite clear on what that means.
I think you will record you on everything.
So a particular this one. In my view is particular one. I'll talk my own. See, there are a lot of matter that in place around this society. Now I think there's a process that needs to be adopted for the point. Where we normally think about how we are getting information. I think that it's very important.
Look, honorable members will recall, first let's raise the issue. I think they did also raise that point here. These are last, in the name, let's say last year. And unfortunately, I did not have been there, but I have an understanding of why this issue. You will recall the DG raised an issue about the collection. Yes. Now you raise an issue then to say there are those who are complying and those who are not complying. But part of the opinion of the AG will be on the manner of collection. Yes. That's what I understand. Okay. I hope you just answered that.
Okay.
But I think the issue also, property, now in dealing with that, he did raise an issue that it remains a challenge. I think that will be one issue that now comes to my mind, is that I'm not sure what I will be doing. Because when people come here, I always want to capture them correctly. To a certain degree, he said they are now overcoming that. So there is a bit of progress on the matter. It's not as it is. But the reason I'm saying this, even if some of us are not here, we don't know anything crazy to say, is that they don't want people to come and then say, no, even in your report, you can't touch that it remains a challenge area. You never said there is progress being made. You see, I am very careful with the use of what you call. Once you say it remains a challenge, you are actually giving them, giving something away that will say, no. Even in your report, you say it's a challenge. When people say, no, in terms of the opinion, what if I remember very well, the ADD even said, we will not see that now in the 2014, 2015. So I'm guessing, it now comes back into that. Will it be justified to say, yes, it remains a challenge, but it's something that they said they, to a certain degree, they overcome in that separation? Okay.
On
page 10. Page 10 deals with the budget voters' commendation for 2014-2015. There's one issue here. One of the things that we said, in as much as there is a recommendation here in the report, was that in the vision must make something reflecting here. In the submission, now I see the entries, the nine qualifications of the Okay. I want to see the things. When I decide this, I must see it. Okay. Then if that's the case, good. Allocations and spending for the financial performance. In fact, that's what was over there. Page 12. Fourteen.
Submissions to the National Treasury for the NTES. The National Treasury should increase the budget of the department with more inspectors, brackets, in particular health and safety inspectors. No, I don't think that's where the problem is. I think health and safety is one area where we've seen quite some significant improvements. I'm much more worried about the areas of social labour bans and environmental compliance. So I was, we can honestly, in my opinion, we could, well, from my point of view, we could take out the what's in the brackets there. We just say more inspectors. And that would probably be the best. So we're not prescribing, but we're basically saying there should be more inspectors than we're talking about here with the clients.
Going to the window, the customer, and you can remember. our political change is so significant. Even if they go to the other side, by the numbers, you know, it's always talk about this. You know, say we can do that, it has a big deal on that.
Look, I don't think we can crash over it. At the point though, all of us will not make a fact. Even when they said they've done well, part of even in the budget that we discussed, that issue of health and safety inspector became an issue. But if you remember, at some point we even asked why there can be no collaboration with the Department of Labor, they did not be expecting a completely different. In fact, people who manned the offices themselves, we even complained about people, but I think they said in each office there's a wonderful message in general. But I think the point then, somewhere we have talked about this, I think, the point therefore is that maybe it would be quite risky to create an impression of you prefer one at the expense of the other. I think we can live with the issue of the infection. I think if we were to make an emphasis, then we can talk about the key critical areas, and if it's critical and essential services area, so that it is understood that even if you do that, was also to just make inspectors, there may be inspectors, as I said, who are not actually doing critical services, that, because for me, some compliances may not necessarily be different, as I say, from what department is. So I take the point that there are those who have specialized skills in terms of your social labor and in terms of your environmental compliance, and so there could be others beyond that. So I think we should then talk to that, so that the emphasis is on those, especially those with specialized skills. I don't think then we can list, but the point that we are raising, to say health and safety is set up as if they are more important than those who are dealing with environmental issues, it makes quite risky and dangerous. Because down the line also, when you talk about the mandate of the entities, you also raise areas of concern about water contamination and so forth. So I think I'll take that point. We will not just generalize, we will talk about especially those with specialized skills, and then we leave it at that. I don't think it's because I think also somewhere down the line, when you look at the report, there seems to be, which is what I was wanting to raise initially, and a way out that you may get on my health and safety inspector through your mining qualifications authority, because we talked about the output that they said of about 50, which is there are other alternative mechanisms in that field, which is something you may not get when you come to those ones that you talk about. Okay, if that is the case, on page 10, I go, no, 15, page 10, 1, 15, and then I'm on page 15, compared. Now I think you get the point I was talking about on I think it's black from I prefer to go from bottom 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay.
I just have to say that from the top of those quarters, the third quarters, I don't think it's an achievement at all. I think it's a big fact, but that's obviously a political difference.
Okay. No. It's an achievement because it was done in the department that's doing. Whether it was necessary or not, and the department that was given the mandate to perform, they did. We can't pretend. Whether me and you, we agree with what was in the content of it. Yeah. No. In fact, I'm not there. I don't think we hide it. I still have to check what I do think. Did that ever come to us? I think I saw it for different. But it seems already might be sort of never masquerade. It seems to be coming back.
So we still record that in.
That in. We did some work.
Okay. Those are going on up to page 16. Including the program performance. You must try if I'm pushing your hand. Then page 17 is a continuation anyway of page 16. Twenty-one. Let me say it another number, so that you don't use them. Let's see now. No, we have not adopted them, but this is that in what you call a shadow of sectarian. You know, the other report has not been adopted, but we're just catering part of what might be assisted the committee in the performance. In getting that, so it's what we call it a tool, necessary, not a fact that it is a threat. Because when we have done the report, we still factor in more serious issues. So, okay. Twenty-three.
24.
You must know where we are, that some of the issues here may not exactly be emanating from today. It's not something that just are issues that we can't ignore. We have to continue to pursue them, but also they will require the committee. It's also based on what I raised last time, with the number of interventions that have to be made. I don't think, although I know we finalize and we deal with the issue, this issue of waiting for a committee for all of us to go, that proposal that probably we look at, we will bring it back. That's what the benefit. I don't think another problem at all is they take that vacation day of few minutes in the issue. What we were talking about was that there was a proposal that we had that in some of these things, the way they require quick intervention, we consider having the chair and the committee staff plus one from opposition and one from the ruling party to start to, because we can't have a parliament of bottom. If we are to succeed, we must be seen. So that when we come back here, we are able to say we have been there and this is the issue and the committee. Then if the committee says, look, we see this as a matter that is their honor. But we said it doesn't take away the standing of us of issues of the committee. For example, you have been bad, or Eastern Cape on the one stop shop, and so it doesn't take away both, they call it the macro issues. But when issues where they are, you can see there's a time of demands or requests. Now the only difference that people think that meeting the committee does work tomorrow. And I think that's what I was complaining about saying. One of the things that Parliament has not done was to assist them to take out people and how Parliament works. So people think that you meet today as a committee tomorrow and another day. They don't have this thing that you meet once in a week and look at issues, and in that once in a week you only need half day. So I'm saying some of the things, as we prepare them as reports, they would require that we revisit them. One example I can give again, when we went on the oversight, and I think when we did the report, we did that. When we went on the oversight in Gauteng, that first stop on the Indian campaign, we told the minister was once there, and a huge public meeting was called. And if I'm not mistaken, certain commitments or whatever were made. And you can't get that information in the committee. So I'm saying there are two things, suggesting that I think we have to tip out and say some of the things. But we know that there's a procedure to be followed, even with that one. So, but I'm saying we can't get so. And the members are saying, go on this. They must also look that there will be those errors that will require what I call intervention, rather than oversight. On page 25, where you come in, honorable members, not to say the rest was now. 26. I'm telling you that I'm going to do as I was doing. that we need to do it too. And this one I'll give you more time to read sentence by sentence. Give the mission of faith in your hand. I think we need to add with the addition that we have made initially, just for consistency sake, on the bullet point 1, 2, 3, 4, if we make an addition 5, where it says the department in faith will challenge it, yeah? And then we make reference to especially the center, and then we make reference to many other safety programs. I think we should also add it to define the issue of the minor safety program, but also we must go back to that issue and other minor health and safety program and other specialized services. Yes, right. So that we accommodate what we said initially. Because in the manner it is now, it will go back to the us talking about only mind, health and safety. Then it's just a language, yeah? It's women and people with disability, not disabled. Don't know to plan that step. In 28, your recommendation. One. Let me just explain two areas because I know people, among other things, when the one of the things that we said that is just speaking for some may not like us to be mentioned other. One of the issues that we raised was what the Minister of Finance on the bullet one on the recommendation around the issue of the vacant post. That if you just take vacant post, you could be leaning because potentially sometimes the administration rather than the operation become the preference. So that's why we said let's now put an addition. It's almost similar to the previous, but we put an addition now that it must be on the essential services post. So that is understood that it's not just floating. And I think you made. The second thing is that one of the things that we looked at is that almost all of them when they were presenting play, you don't get a sense that it's a succession play. Except the complaint of the fact that people are coming. So to talk about recruitment and retention strategy without talking about the succession plan, which means you must be able to improve within and therefore be able to have upward mobility. So those are the things that one can say. They are not necessarily issues that emerged, but we were able to further them in. Then I just want to jump to just say, members, one of the things that we could sense the mess across in the department as a complaint are issues that have got more to do with supply chain and internal control measures. And that is why we said we think that there is a need for them to. In fact, when we put the next quarter, I think when we speak and get an opportunity, we have to talk about what, how frequent should be the process, rather than to have a process that's about one of the judgments that are made even in the committee is on distance. And I think the AG did make an observation that there is a need to come closer, quite closer, on what is happening, particularly on the entity. What I did here, I was even sitting here, sort of thinking at some point that we have been to the Council of Geoscience and never been to others. I think it's a matter that we also have, I'm not talking to a recommendation, at the back of our mind, we must also take into consideration. So that we also monitor, if we like talk about the Council of Geoscience, that this has one, a picture of what is happening. The rest, I don't even know how the project is not from their own building. So we're looking at that as active. I think the issue that was closed. Then the recommendations go up to so far to 29.
In agreement with all of the recommendations, a strong agreement with some of the recommendations, but just referring back to issues raised on starting on page 23, I don't really see those reflected in the recommendations, and I was wondering whether they should not be. Providing access to information, environmental rights, and mining communities having special comments. First on the first one, I'm not quite sure how you get the third one, but should we not be also perhaps including those issues 1 and 2 in our recommendations?
And then 2.
1 would be quite easy, it would simply be to recommend the GMR reports better in providing access to information. I mean, that would be very easy to do. I'm not quite sure if it's safe or issue 2.
2 should interfere, okay, 2 can be helpful that that divides a strategy for information dissemination and access. Okay?
And then issue 1.
Yeah, issue 1. Yeah. Develop a strategy and mechanisms for information dissemination and access, or for access to information, right? And then
just a suggestion, possibly we even specifically mention social labor plans.
It's okay.
Because I
get related to social and labor plans. Okay. I think then if then we say so, it means on the motivation for that is to ensure that all processes are transparent and accessible. To ensure transparency and accessibility. Yes. Alright, so chapter. Thank you, sir.
One of the findings of the formula in the context was that the committee realized that the most of the people who are engaged in such illegal mining outside coming from outside, that is from other countries like the United States, I just wanted to check, can the committee not have a companion media plan. I don't know maybe how to factor. But in my mind that how can we engage the countries affected like this issue to make sort of awareness on the danger that those countries is the committee only limited in enforcing the country of South Africa only? I'm not sure.
Okay, I think I'm not sure. For me, the view that I don't know that that's why I said you still give and remember what is that basically the fact that your brother was going to the point. You should be of assistance. Can't we leave those so that when we adopt the report, we make those concrete recommendations? Because I think the recommendations are also talking about the issue of building the close relationship between the DMR and Obamas, but also the issue of tightening up on our own immigration laws so that they can have access. So there are quite a number of recommendations. I change the point though to building relationship within Southern Africa, which the region. But I'm open to honorable members. I don't want us to make it. Okay, honorable
gentlemen. I think the kind of people come here are two kinds. The one kind who knows exactly what he's getting into, and he's coming here. He's prepared to take the risk. He wants to make the money. The other one is the guy who's fooled for coming here. But they promise him a job or something like that and say, you'd only get a passport, we'll meet you through the border. Maybe on that one, it would simply be a case of an information campaign on radio in Zimbabwe or Sisu. So don't believe people who tell you that they're going to get you a special job on the mine. Now, whether that's worth it or not, I don't know. But it would be fairly simple. It would just mean somebody designing and running a radio campaign, for example, in Zimbabwe or Sisu. Saying, don't trust the promises that people make you, because this is how many people got killed last year in the illegal mining industry. Somebody has to find a budget for that to do it.
Shouldn't we say, I don't know, shouldn't we say as part of the recommendation that the fight against illegal mining be taken beyond our borders, particularly with our neighboring states of Mozambique, Zimbabwe and Lesotho, so that then how we do it, it will come and a tendency that we also look at the prospector. But we talk to the board, we are recommending both to the department and the department member states to move into the treasure and say this is part of the work that has been done. Because what we can't deny is the fact that this is a major threat that we are dealing with, not just in the economy, but in terms of your crime prevention strategies and so forth. So there's a lot of things that is taking place. Maybe we should say therefore even that consideration delay of a interstate arrangement, whatever the case is, but I think we should talk to escalating the fight against illegal mining beyond the borders of our country.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I agree. This is a general concept of the fight, but it's just flagged.
We will include it on the recommendation, and then we will then provide the motivation that the issue of illegal mining poses a threat into the economy, into our crime prevention strategies, into issues of immigration control and so forth. That could be the motivation. And then in terms of the time frame, it's going to be tough. But obviously something that we should do in terms of finalizing the process, but maybe we'll find a better way to.
Okay. Let's go then to
I was removing a lot of Maruna and forgive me if I go back. I don't know, I take the point that I'm tempted now again my team I was working with. That it part has been sitting, if not two times, has been sitting with very senior people in the entity. And sometimes when they speak, I get worried. This bullet, I'm not sure whether we should keep it or a separate bullet. Bullet number 2 on page 29 should develop strategies to ensure that there is an elevated focus on increasing HDSA minerals in that ground energy. No. Through industry workshop. You know why I'm raising this thing? I may not recall the second one. When I say I forgive someone, I take an apology. But I ask myself, how consistent? I do get a certain times that the issue of even, I don't want to say, let me use a better word, but if I say training, the issue of workshopping senior management or matters of HDMA, to me it's one of the things that I take about it. You see, where someone can stand up and say, can't find people with disability because they can't find them because what they are working with is something that they can see. At some point, I think someone made mention to say, that they can't, the problem with the women is that the industry is more of a men intense industry. Now, these are high people, sick people, that they seem to not to understand what is in that. For example, in the industry, I'm still convinced we are not going to have more women participating. Regardless of the color, the depth, the point of background, and so forth, if you don't create conditions that will necessarily make them feel that they can. Equally, you are not going to get people, and even when that comment is being made, then you know that it's an industry that is highly vulnerable on creating people with disabilities because of this regulation. In fact, there are other cases that they reported on the other side of what they do. So I'm not sure, honorable members, whether we should even put a recommendation that requires.
No.
That requires people to be trained and the workshop at a senior management level on managing issues that relate to the historical disadvantage. Because if we don't make that recommendation, we will come back at the institution, we will give another reason why they have not been able to do so. So that is the issue I want to throw to members. I'm still thinking.
Honorable Lord,
maybe what we are still thinking, one issue that also I think we must add here, it's not because of your break that you took that. It's also an observation that I have. The turnaround time, which is what has also cost them on the... If you look at all of them, part of the complaint, let alone the point I raised about supply chain, part of the issues they are misstatements, submitting wrong reports and then having to do the later. Secondly, doing things because there's compliance with deadlines. Sometimes completely missing deadlines. I think for me it's one area that I'm a little bit uneasy to just let it. I think there has to be a way to conscientize in particular senior management on the issues of turnaround time on commitments made. Because at times you do get that people, they work, I'm not denying that they work, but they only realize that at this time we have to do this. You don't get a sense of trying to do things more voluntarily without being pressured. That's why I'm saying, even that was at least that we raise that issue to say, some understand people can go to the extent of arriving at the meeting and expect the issue to be raised. But it's just one issue. On many occasions, I think to me there's over-reliance on compliance with turnaround time rather than to do it proactively without being poked on that. So those are the two issues. I do not know what is the best English again to place those things, but in my view, at the level of inner management, we cannot turn away from that. It's really given the age of the point. It also raises those things, particularly the last issue. That's that one I was talking about. Honorable Beginning, Honorable Norim, Honorable Jasta, I assume. The Honorable Jasta is turning his head now, you know, he's raising his hand right there.
The issue that they are raising is very interesting. But I'm not sure that why we are not putting on the common contract. You see, these are MSP schools, these are senior schools. You know, if you build one or two or three, you know, when they come their contract, if it's not there, it's not part of their contract. Now I'm saying about I'm trying now to go to the issue of compliance and all of that. That's why. Why they are so bad is that we have to find a way of making sure that we deal with them. But this is not about this issue, it's a few issues for him and part of the personal contract. So that when they do their work, they're able to know that, hey, these two are not the cause that are equal to the start of my all of that. But even if it's too bad, it's too bad. You see, because this is not there, also, mentally, we are not dealing with issues because they lie. You know, when you do it, they are hacked, they know the issue falls through the cracks. But you are able to make sure that the tightening, you know, for the settlement contract and all of that, anything that you think is always, so that they always are able to be, if I fail to do what it's before, I'm not getting it for now, all of that. So, the issue here is the issue of the cost. If people think to do the work properly, now there's no discipline, there's nothing that they can do. It's as usual. You come back next year, you find a very, very important thing that you're not to do on my end. So I wish for you to do such a thing. Thank you very much.
I'm putting in agreement with the Honourable Member's sentiments. I've already thought about the best way of holding the amendment. Keep the fire, but yes, in general, I agree. On the first point, and again, this is merely an idea, and I don't know what other members would feel about it, but on the issue of community information, I can't help feeling it would be very helpful to have some kind of best practice template for the department to be able to advise communities who are faced with a mining application on a way of dealing with this so the community would benefit. You know, and we all take the platinum industry as one example where a particular community has benefited hugely. Is there not a way that the department can, as I say, develop a template that can assist other communities who have this? Because I would very much like to see, and I can imagine that I would find an agreement on this, that in the end, it should be communities who benefit much more than they are at present from mining rights. But obviously you reach a situation where they just don't know how to go about it. Could the department not provide a guide?
Thank you, sir. I got a little to support what you said, one at the beginning of the rally before, that you cannot run away from what's causing people. Because even one holds, if one holds the highest position, but the continuous workforce are necessary at any level. And also, we need to make, I think it applies to all departments, people to know how to work not only for compliance, but to be committed and know how to do the work in the correct way and within a specified time period of time. Coming to what Honorable Norma is saying, I think also, when we talk of the community, I think it should be the department itself that helps conduct the workshop in the community, not companies that are mining on those areas that are in the community. Because you may end up not being so of how really they do conduct those workshops, because they are the ones who mind them. So I think the responsibility should be taken by the department itself.
I take the point. Can we do like this another time that we kept our point one on the issue of training in the workshop of the senior management on issues of HPSA, and secondly, we take the issue of I don't want us to run away from what people are supposed to do. I think as a recommendation we should emphasize on the need for ensuring that there is an improvement on the five senior management around the issues of turnaround time. Not for that accountability purposes, but also for commitment to the cause of alleviating the plight of our own. So we can do our center. And we take the point that maybe part of the motivation, the point that Honorable beginning is talking about, of that consideration made also to the fact that in the performance contract, that issue also captured. I think we can't run away from it. We have to find a way to factor that in. All the issue that your Honorable Lorimer is talking about, I think let's separate it rather than to make it long. Because the first question you must ask, why should you or me go and explore when there is a community in the air? So I think one of the things that we might do recommend is that the department must make a consideration. Because in every report also what you call the state buying campaign and so forth, this might be the issue that it gives priority and preference in ensuring that part of the community development strategy is to build capacity of the community to be able to play an active role. Because at this stage they are more like beneficiaries. They are not active participants on what they have. I understand the issue of infusing expertise, those who can be able to help. But I think currently with the arrangement that we're having, besides the awareness that they must be told what is there for them, they are more treated. If you look at the issue that you make an example, I think it's the realm of okay. There is the capacity built within the community to do what they are doing. And it's a model that is working. It's not a model that seems to be exploring now to say, how can we make sure that we build capacity? Because when it becomes more of a community arrangement, it's much more spread in terms of distribution of that. So I think we may find the best in this. I take the point that at this stage what we have is also the absence of a clear awareness campaign or program that assists communities to understand what is supposed to be approached to them. But I think we should really take further and say also look at a mechanism that can empower communities to undertake responsibility on what role they can play as a community, which means it must come from them. So if the community comes and say, look, we want to explore what minerals do we have here, the space must be open to them, then what you can win is whether they have capacity to undertake that role. At this stage, the community, as far as I look at it, is not the one that does the exploration and everything. Somebody does, and then conditions that set, unless you have. So I think that encouragement should go beyond just to tell them what it is that they can be able to play. But they must also be able to look at whether they themselves as a community can they build internal capacity, which means they can do it flourishing as a community. I'm not aware whether that it may be correct. I'm not saying it's an easy thing. I did the first part, but I'm adding to say to need to look at now the department expanding beyond just creating awareness.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, I'm so much interested in them knowing, understanding their mineral rights as having a, and actually having a system that will allow them to participate in ownership. You know, and you know, what we like, what most often happens, is that you know, somebody will come and does an exploration. Then the mining company decides, okay, now we're going to develop this and we're going to find some EEE partners. I want to make sure that the community are, in many cases, the EEE partners. So that's why I'm saying, is there not a best practice template that can be put forward to say to the community, guys, this is what you can do. These are the steps that you take. So the department encourages community participation that way, ownership, rather than just participation as employees.
Okay, now, we all agree. The point of the template is to agree, but I think I'm saying we must look beyond that. Okay, we look at so there are three areas now that we have added on the recommendations. That is the one, I'm saying that one of performance, it is more like a motivation, is the one on the issue of training and workshops on HDSA, is the one that relates on turnaround time for filler management. The third one is a template of best practice, or because best practice sometimes may not be there, but there must be a template on best practice spoke performance. Yes.
Mr. Collins, is the best practice in with the aim of encouraging community ownership of mineral products?
But I think the problem with best practice sometimes is only what we have in the practice. But I'm saying it must be best practice and careful so that when they come back, they must also be able to say, we have done it. So they don't come and they say, no, we only had one and so that is not working. So they must also tell us in their performance, have they established one themselves? So it will be good when they come back and say, well, and I think and build a template, this is what we are doing with communities, this is the high level of consultation, this is even how they run workshops with community. So I think for me that is quite good. And it also includes opening up space for ownership, community ownership. I think it's okay. These are the cases it made on page 30. I just want to correct English. We should do it. They must be asked. That's the last one. The mining qualification is also need to be asked to present. We're saying so. We're not doubting. They must be. That's an issue. I think we, again, you lost the point that we said there's a correction on health and safety inspector. We just do that correction. Remember, is that the case? I think I will not be doing justice. Once we must extend our words of appreciation to the department, the auditor general, as well as the finance committee, on how they have been able to assist us. It would be amiss, I think, of me also as a chairperson, not to extend the words of appreciation to the minister with his team and the DG. At least there are no plans that have flown as we work here. It's not that it's a bad thing that there is commitment that we respect each other's health and territory and respect the work of the committee. And even the fact that even when he was not here, at least it was the courtesy to attend an apology because of that event that was taking place in Devon. I must also appreciate even the support that was received from Clement as well as the House Chair in guiding this process, including the training received prior to undertaking this process. I think it was a good intervention that was made. To those that I made them not to sleep on time and see, I know you see sometimes the staff of government, you know, when we were working here, you will hear that there is something happening outside, and I will make sure that we run until that time that they are released to go and fight for what is due to them. And I don't think we can torture them. They are workers in final analysis. But I think I will not be doing justice not to appreciate the fact that they were able to work even beyond working hours. Normally, those people, what they do, they know if it is 8:30, that it's 8:30, and it's 4 o'clock, nothing else that they can do. I think their commitment to go beyond, you are just giving a good example of what a public or a civil servant must be. To my fellow volunteers, I know you can't appreciate and thank a team for swimming, a fish for swimming. That's the duty of the fish for swimming. But I think most of us being here, living behind our families, because I know even now it's raining, it's very transferable way. Because my chief, you will ask another chief, what does that mean? But it actually says that your luggage is already now waiting for you, not you waiting for your luggage, waiting for you. But the mere fact that colleagues were able to participate in this process, short as it is, was I think one of the major contributions is the time slot. We only did it in 2 weeks, and you look at the time frame from one meeting to another meeting. We don't normally get, not even meet on Friday. So your contribution, I think, is highly appreciated. And it doesn't mean we're sitting here with common opinions, you know, but different views. That's why we call it a meeting. Otherwise, we'll call it something else, because a meeting is where we bring in different opinions and different views. And also, we participate constructively on the objectives of the meeting. And as you go back, please, I tell your party that I appreciate that they identify yourself to be part of this committee. So that the next time I tell them, I say so, I will say, I don't appreciate that they have appointed some of you to be part of this committee. But so far, I think you didn't come here because you came from Ireland. So you must appreciate the fact that coming from all different parties, that they were able to bring you. Otherwise, we would have finished this committee work if it was not the case. So, I don't know if my doctor has
called. Thank you for your kind words, Mr. Chairman. Please let my party that you appreciate my being a coach, otherwise, you'll lose my reputation.
I appreciate the community participation, contribution. So, I think we'll take that one. I'm making it here. Because we're going to see her in the future. It doesn't mean we're going to sit here. We're going to sit here and only that we are going to do. But finally, we've got a duty that we must make this country succeed. So, on those words,
Ngamba Tabashe Lundi. And as a constituent, make sure to say this is beautiful and appreciate the minister. I'm not sure whether it's the minister or minister, but he is not right that the
minister. No, I said the minister and his chief.
Yeah, minister, so it will cover the deputy minister as well.
That team includes the minister, the deputy minister, and the chief.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they're covered.
Because, okay, another committee related to the ministry.
No, it's okay. The limits extend too much. It's a long issue.
Yeah. Now, on that form, honorable members, here is the report in front of you. Now it requires your ownership. You fresh prepared everything. Now, with all the rushes that you've made, because there are no amendments here. It's your report now. It would have been amendment if it was something that was intended. We are just helping you. So you've done your report. And you look at your faces. Honorable Norema, don't send a message to us and I adopt this report.
I've never seen you using that phone. I only see you now. I'm saying I'm looking at your face. I'm not saying you must move this phone.
I'm buying shit.
You move.
I'm not moving. I'm 95% punk rock. But that's not quite enough for me to get me to move, so I'm afraid I'll be just my phone.
Any move on the report? Honorable Mandela.
Thank you. I want to move for the adoption of the report.
Any second?
Thank you. So the report.
The report is adopted officially as per the outcome of the discussion of the committee. Don't say when we do things we want to do things. Okay, thank you very much, honorable members. Have a safe, shorter weekend because of your Friday meeting. Hope to see you next week, Wednesday again. Thank you very much. Please, go and read the report, the oversight report, so that when we meet, secondly, read the minutes, and we will try you with minutes again next week. Oh, we adopted the minutes last time. Yes. We will tie you minutes of the 2 weeks process. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.